broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, a warm welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope December is treating you well so far and you're having a lovely, lovely time. Thanks to everybody who's been regularly catching up with this show and what's going on for the next couple of hours here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, also available on smart speaker. And if you want the video feed into the studio, that can be found at mixcloud.com. And what's going on now is another 2 hours of sheer excitement on the show that goes like this. Another alphabet special. You've written into me, you've phoned me, you've sent postal messages, and I'm still doing it anyway, despite the number of requests to the contrary, because I literally don't care. That was a joke. Of course I care about all my lovely Leg End listeners. This show is a letter R special. Yes, we've reached the letter R in the alphabet. What the heck are we going to do once the alphabet is exhausted? Anyway, so all tracks that begin with the letter R and interspersed with interesting and unusual world records. I'm looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere. Let's stick together. Let's have a laugh. Let's enjoy the music and the facts and the ridiculousness as ever. To start us off, the fantastic Renegade Master from Wild Child.
Again, will the renegade master default damage the ill behavior back once again? Will the renegade master default damage power to the people back once again? Will the renegade master default damage the ill behavior back once again? Will the renegade master default damage power to the people back once again? Will the renegade master default damage the ill behavior back once again? Will the renegade master default damage power to the people back once again? Will the renegade master default damage the ill behavior back once again? With the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the ill behavior. With the ill behavior, with the back foot deep, with pack, with default. Go, go, go.
FM.
Quite a lot better than the original, I think, the remix version, Renegade Master 98, to give it its full title. Now, with these records I'm going to hit you up with, I'm not going to attempt to justify them, maybe not even have time to explain them too much. Did you know the most children delivered at a single birth, all surviving, happened in 2021 in Casablanca, Morocco? Halima Cisse delivered 9 children. The first time ever nonuplets have all survived after birth. Quite incredible. You imagine, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, is it one? No. Twins? No. Nonuplets. Oh, dear. Anyway, just like the midwife said, I'll be there. Tops and a Reach Out, I'll Be There, great stuff, loads more fantastic tracks in the rest of this show, so don't go anywhere. And of course, Unusual World Records. Now, some of these records, you've got to question why people ever wanted to try and achieve them, but, you know, you can't deny that they've happened. The longest time someone has held their breath voluntarily, I'm guessing that it didn't cause any adverse health effects. That should be a tongue twister. Anyway, the longest time of breath held voluntarily by Croatian Budimir Sobat in 2021, 24 minutes, 37 seconds. 24 minutes holding your breath. I've heard of deep sea divers undergoing special training to do it. How on earth did he manage that? Anyway, here's 5 Star.
Mix FM.
Five Star and Rain or Shine. So, the next record is one of those where you go, really? Why did someone want to do this? How was it really measured? Why did anybody support them with it? Anyway, this is the record for the heaviest train pulled by Beard. Yes, you heard that correctly. In 2001, Ismael Falcon of Spain, with his beard, pulled a train weighing 2,753.1 kilos over a distance of 10 metres. I can't imagine anyone's got a strong desire to break that record. 2,000 kilograms? It pulled with a beard? So firstly, you've got to grow the beard, you've got to test the strength of the beard, you've got to decide it's strong enough to pull a train, you've got to find a train you can pull, you've got to find a 10-metre bit of track people are prepared to let you use to pull a train along. Utterly ridiculous. Here's Adele. Rumour has it she doesn't like beards.
Your love anymore. I'm leaving you for
Phoenix FM.
That was Adele with Rumour Has It. Now, to talk to you about the record for the man with the strangest diet. During his lifetime, Michel Letito of France ate metal and glass. He began in 1959. Gastroenterologists x-rayed his stomach and described his ability to consume 900 grams of metal per day as unique. Since 1966, his diet included 18 bicycles, 15 supermarket trolleys, 7 TV sets, 6 chandeliers, 2 beds, a pair of skis, a Cessna light aircraft and a computer. He died of natural causes in 2007. Yeah, slightly ridiculous. Whether that's right, you know, if he was born in 59, he's only lived a relatively short life. But he ate an aircraft. Not many people can say that.
The people are pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone. Everyone is beautiful. And when blonde and beautiful are multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. And when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire red warning flares, battle cocky personality with red underwear. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone. The whole place is pickled. The people are pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone.
FM. That was the beautiful South with Rotterdam. Now, in this little adjournment from music, let's talk about some of the strangest world records that have ever been achieved, such as most snails on a face by a bloke in Utah who managed to fit 43 live snails on his face, most eggs crushed with the head, someone managed 80 eggs in a minute, most people brushing their teeth simultaneously, 10,800 students in Manila in the Philippines brushed their teeth for 3 minutes straight. And again, another one, a bit like pulling a train with a beard, cycling backwards with a violin, Christian Adams cycled 37 miles in 5 hours and 9 minutes this way. I don't think he just sort of had the violin attached to the bike. I'm guessing he had to sort of be playing it in some way or another, but incredible. 60k on a bike playing a violin. I'm loving some of these ridiculous records. Anyway, let's have more music. Let's have Clean Bandit. They'd rather be playing. Love that track, Clean Bandit and Rather Be. Fabulous. Now, this is an unfortunate world record to be the holder of. Charles Osborne of the USA suffered the longest attack of hiccups ever known. He started in 1922 while attempting to weigh an animal on his farm. He was unable to find a cure for his hiccups, led a normal life in which he had two wives and fathered eight children and continued hiccuping. Bearing in mind he started in 1922, he continued until February 1990. Yes, you heard that right. 68 years of continuous hiccuping. I don't know if that's when Charles Osborne expired or if the hiccups just stopped. But, yeah, 68 years attack of hiccups. Did no one try and frighten him in that time? Did he drink out the wrong side of a glass? Anyway, I don't want to sound too flippant about it. That's unbelievable. Longest attack of hiccups lasting 68 years. Utter craziness. Right, time for more music. Here's Corona, Rhythm of the Night.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Corona, Rhythm of the Night, fantastic stuff. Now, here's another world record, which again is an example of why you're not going to sort of achieve amazing notoriety for doing this. The fastest time to type, 1 to 1 million. Les Stewart of Australia typed from 1 to 1 million in 16 years. Wow. It's like pulling a train with a beard. It's like getting nearly 11,000 students to brush their teeth simultaneously. Why? Why would you bother? I'm going to type from 1 to 1 million. I'm going to get into the Guinness Book of Records. There must be other records you can break that don't take 16 years. Wow. Probably someone's beaten that by now as well. I just can't imagine. That is a long Word document, isn't it? You know, I wonder how many pages that ended up. Could the computer handle it? Imagine you doing that and the computer crashes. Maybe you did it on a typewriter to make sure. Anyway, while we all come to terms with that, here's Delamitri.
Something wrong and you can't put your finger on it right then.
Now, I know Delamitri liked a sandwich, but it sounds like they prefer a roll to me. Sorry. Now, the next record to talk about, this is incredible. It must have undergone several reconstructions, but the highest vehicle mileage recorded on the 18th of September 2013, Irvin Gordon of the USA clocked up his 3 millionth mile in his 1966 Volvo 1800S while driving in Alaska. In the same vehicle, he drove 3,039,122 miles. Is that with the same engine? Bet it wasn't the same tyres. amazing stuff. Now, time for a bit of a throwback. Classic Engelbert Humperdinck. You can't go wrong.
Please release me. me and let me love again.
Engelbert Humperdinck, Release Me. If you just joined us, you wondered what the heck's going on the show that goes like this. It's a letter R alphabet special, all the tracks beginning with the letter R. We're jumping time periods, we're jumping styles, genres, it's all fantastic. No constraints musically. And we're talking about records in between the tracks and some of the more bizarre world records that occur in the Guinness Book of Records. They are all verifiable, they have genuinely happened. Now here's one where you think, oh okay, and then you hear the details and you think, why? In 2017, Ashley Payne of the UK completed a marathon in 2 hours, 58 minutes and 16 seconds. Now, I know what you're thinking, that's quite fast, under 3 hours, pretty awesome for a marathon. However, they're in the Guinness Book of Records for achieving the fastest marathon dressed as an elf. Now, that opens up a can of worms. You could just do the marathon dressed as anything and achieve a world record, couldn't you? Fastest marathon dressed as a goose. I don't know. That's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, I've seen heavy costumes, people doing the marathon dressed as rhinos and dressed as pandas and stuff like that. But dressed as an elf, not that restrictive, really. You just need a pointy hat and stripy long socks, don't you? Anyway, Ashley Payne did it. Impressive time, so he went some. He wasn't restricted by his elf costume. As long as you got your elf, that's the main thing. That's what I always say. Great stuff. Right, we're moving on. We're moving on musically. We're coming forward in time to a funky track from Fatboy Slim.
Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now. Funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now.
Phoenix FM.
The Rocker Fella Skank Fatboy Slim. Great track. Now, here's an example of a couple more records that you think, why? Why? In 1992, London's Paul Lynch performed the most consecutive one-finger push-ups. 124 one-finger push-ups. And it's going to sound weird, but you've got to have an impressive finger to do that. I'm guessing all his fingers were fairly impressive, because you can't just build up your strength in one finger. It'd be massive compared to all the others. 124 one-finger push-ups. I don't think I've ever done 124 regular push-ups in one go. Anyway, while you're coming to terms with that, in 2003, the UK's Billy Baxter reached a speed of 265.33 kilometres per hour. That's 164.87 miles per hour, while riding a 1200cc Kawasaki Ninja motorcycle. Okay, you think that's fast, but why is that record worthy? He was riding blindfolded. That's the fastest speed for a motorcycle ridden blindfolded. I'm guessing you can't do that on regular motorways. Firstly, you'd be done for speeding. Secondly, you'd be endangering everybody else and yourself. He must have had to have some kind of enclosed bit of road, track, some facility somewhere that was willing to allow him to attempt that. That is ludicrous. Fastest speed while riding a motorcycle blindfolded, 164.87 miles an hour. Wow. Okay, time for Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, who just simply want the weather to be changeable.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing.
Rain on me. to the sky. I'll be your galaxy, I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami, head up to the sky. I'll be your galaxy, I'm about to fly.
FM.
Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Rain On Me, another track I always love listening to. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM. It is my letter R alphabet special. Tracks interspersed with records and interesting world records, such as this one. This is harrowing. The longest time trapped in a lift. Not quite as bad as you might think, but anyway. This record is held by Kevli Papajohn of Limassol, Cyprus, who at the age of 76 got trapped in her apartment block lift for 6 days. From the 28th of December 1987 to the 2nd of January 1988. Happy New Year. Well, she survived the cold and beat dehydration by rationing some fruit, vegetables and bread that she had in her shopping bag. So, didn't even have any help. It wasn't just a case of something was seriously broken and doors couldn't be moved. I guess nobody knew she was trapped. That's awful, isn't it? 6 days? You must give up all hope after a while. But, wow. And imagine that, knowing it was sort of just been Christmas, you're heading into New Year. What are you doing this New Year? Probably just stay in my lift, because I won't be able to get out until the 2nd of January. Lucky they got her out then, really, because she would have missed Twelfth Night. If she hadn't taken her Christmas decorations down in time, that would have been bad luck. Oh, dear. Wow. Okay, let's have more music. R-related music. Janet Jackson. She's not in a lift. She can run away.
Thank you.
FM.
Always enjoy Janet Jackson. When you think of her music, you don't often think of that track, but it's a good one. Runaway from JJ. Lovely stuff. Okay, so here's another example of one of the more bizarre world records where you think, why did someone even want to break that? So we've had examples of, what was it, pulling a train with a beard, cycling backwards, playing a violin, running a marathon dressed as an elf. Yeah, but anyway, in 2007, the USA's Ashrita Furman pushed an orange with his nose for 1 mile in 22 minutes and 41 seconds. Fastest time to push an orange a mile with the nose. Very, very niche world record. Is that what people do? They find something so bizarre. And in the case of the guy that just spent 16 years typing, people won't bother to want to try and beat, you know. Push an orange with your nose for a mile. Yeah, 22 minutes. Okay. Here's another one, actually. The longest duration balancing on 1 foot. This is incredible. The longest recorded duration balancing on 1 foot is 76 hours and 40 minutes by Arulananthan Suresh Joachim from Sri Lanka at the Mihara Maha Devi Park Open Air Stadium in Sri Lanka from the 22nd to the 25th of May 1997. Let's just be clear, that's over 3 days balancing on 1 foot. They must have not had sleep. Unbelievable. 76 hours and 40 minutes. Was there a crowd in the stadium? Were they impressed by that? I just can't quite imagine it. Still, it happened 26 years ago. Has that been beaten in anybody's time? Does anybody care about it anymore? I'm not too sure. I'm sure it rocked their body, though. Just like this track from Justin.
Don't mind, just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have